Williams said he thought McDonald had sent him a photo of himself with the Rolex, but after looking at phone records, he was unable to find that number sending the text. In reply to questions, Williams spoke of a half dozen Star shareholder lawsuits that the government has put on hold and about the FDA's assertion that Star inaccurately represented its product as mitigating disease like a drug. Outside the courthouse, political analyst Bob Holdsworth said Williams' testimony about his second, more expansive immunity deal could be pivotal.
The big question still revolves around how the jurors respond to the very favorable immunity deal that Johnny Williams received, not only for his testimony here, but for some other crimes that he may or may not have committed.
Williams said he sought to hide a potential $50,000 stock deal with McDonald and thought he did too. But the defense displayed an email showing that McDonald told his stockbroker, suggesting that he never agreed to keep it secret. At the federal courthouse in Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.